the usual kinds of slowdowns we get when the winter weather remembers it's winter, which it is right now. Nearly 500 schools closed at earlier checks. Ann might want to check that now and give us an update at WJR.com. You can double check it, but a lot of schools closed, as you might guess. And a lot of slipping and sliding going on out there, so stay tuned. We'll help you along the way. If there are any major problems that pop up, we have a format that makes it possible for us to let you know right away. You don't have to wait for our WJR traffic and weather first. You get it first from Cam Knox, so we'll bear that in mind. Lloyd Jackson is here covering a story that I guess is somewhat predictable. A slew of public comments on the District Detroit Project incentives request during a Detroit City Council committee meeting has led to the council not yet taking any action and bringing the issue back for more discussion next week. Our WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson is here with more. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. The meeting of Detroit City Council's Planning and Economic Development Committee took place yesterday, and after a good number of public comment on the District Detroit project, which took up most of the meeting's time, the committee decided to come back next week and, as Council President Pro Tem James Tate said, get into the meat and potatoes of the incentives request and community benefits agreement for the $101.5 billion project. The District Detroit project is asking for $800 million in incentives and tax breaks. And during the two-hour meeting, around 50 people gave their opinions of the plan, some in person in council chambers, others via Zoom.
I support the District Detroit project because I believe that it'll bring about thousands of well-paying jobs that the city desperately needs.
They can do the project with the money that they have. Public money needs to be spent on libraries, buses, people who can't afford their water. There's a myriad number of things this money can be spent on. Don't give it to the billionaires.
And I believe as a homeowner, my neighborhood will become better, and people will better that have better paying jobs, they'll be able to put money into their homes, and that will raise the neighborhood's value. So I'm in full support of it.
Of the people voicing their concerns during public comment, it appeared that more were for the project than against. By bringing back the discussion next week, it would mark the council committee's third week of dealing with the District Detroit project. Now, if approved by the council committee, the incentives request must still go before the full council for a vote. The District Detroit project calls for the construction or rehab of 10 buildings in and around downtown Detroit, including nearly 700 new apartments, of which 20% would be reserved for low income. Now, in his State of the City speech on Tuesday, Mayor Duggan just said the undeveloped sites of the project, many of which are parking lots right now, generate $249,000 a year in city tax revenue. He says when the District Detroit project is built out and finished, it'll bring in $21 million in tax revenue to the city. Paul W.
I don't expect people to understand that necessarily, but I'll tell you the two comments that you played who are for it were absolutely right in what they said, that his neighborhood's going to improve. There's going to be great jobs available. There's so many good and positive things that come with this that the argument, let's not give our money to the billionaires, is just sad and unfortunate and misled and misguided by our current administration in Washington, which believes billionaires are bad people, so let's really try to hurt them. So I don't blame people for having that misguided notion. I'll only say this. You're dealing with two people. First of all, the Ilitch family, which, I've said it a zillion times, I'm going to say it again. While everybody was running away from Detroit, they were running deeper into Detroit, and they stayed. And though they haven't moved as fast as everyone wants them to do all the things that they want to do for the city, they've been a tremendous asset. I mean, the same way that people complain, well, Dan Gilbert, what's going on with the Hudson thing? Come on. Dan, can you imagine Detroit without Dan Gilbert or the Ilitch family, Christopher Ilitch? Can you, Lloyd?
I shudder at what downtown would look like.
Oh, right, I'm telling you, go to It's a Wonderful Life, the movie It's a Wonderful Life that most of us enjoy every Christmas time, and to see what the city would have looked like without these guys.
Paul W., I remember Tom Barrow who was running for mayor years ago, and I was covering him. He did a news conference downtown. He said, "You can't buy anything downtown but a wig and a pair of shoes."
And well, no, wait a minute. I think you could still buy a hat.
Well, yeah.
What was his name? What was I forgot his
Tom
name?
Barrow. Tom Barrow.
No, the hat guy.
Oh,
my Henry gosh! Hatter? What was it?
Henry the Hatter.
Henry the Hatter. He's still. Yeah. I mean, I think his store is still around. They moved around a little bit. Anyway,
yeah,
Henry,
he has one.
All I kept thinking it was the Mad Hatter, and I know that wasn't right. But that's
no, okay.
But then let's introduce Stephen Ross, an extremely well known, extremely successful developer around the country. And that he has an interest to join Christopher Illich in this district, Detroit. His company, the related companies, everything Stephen Ross has done. Well, just look at what he's done in Ann Arbor at his old alma mater, my old alma mater and his, University of Michigan, mm-hmm. with the Ross School of Business and all the other things he's done. To have him interested in throwing in money and doing development in Detroit is not a bad thing. It's a fabulous thing. And we have to make sure this happens. I'm glad City Council is being very deliberate. They're listening to people, and I just hope that next week they do make a determination, and that they give it the green light and we go, baby, go, because we need it. That kind of development is needed in every city. Not every city gets a chance to get a Stephen Ross and a Christopher Illich working together to make it happen.
It's life-changing, Paul W., for many people.
It is life-changing. Well, let's see. We're hoping it's going to happen. Appreciate you always handling these stories from the inside out, taking a look at them. Our WJR senior news analyst, Lloyd Jackson. Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
We continue on this snowy, snowy Friday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. Mike Kelly's coming up. The president of the United Irish Societies, the St. Patrick's Parade is this Sunday. Doesn't matter what the weather's going to be, and I think it's going to be okay, but we'll double check with Mike. It's 7:44 at WJR.